Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Lucas. En aquel tiempo, Jesús dijo a sus discípulos: He venido a traer fuego a la tierra, y cuanto desearía que ya estuviera ardiendo. Tengo que recibir un bautismo, y como me angustio mientras llega. ¿Piensan acaso que ha venido a traer la paz a la tierra? De ningún modo. No he venido a traer la paz, sino la división. De aquí en adelante, de cinco que haya en una familia, estarán divididos tres contra dos y dos contra tres. Estará dividido el padre contra el hijo contra el padre, la madre contra la hija contra la madre, la suegra contra la nuera y la nuera contra la suegra. Palabra del Señor. Yo quiero hablar a los jóvenes especialmente. En el Evangelio de hoy, el Señor Jesucristo dice: No he venido a traer la paz, sino la división. Yo creo que nuestros jóvenes sufren muchas divisiones. Por ejemplo, las divisiones entre escuela y familia, entre inglés y español, entre la cultura hispana y americana, entre la fe católica y la protestante, o no creer en Cristo, a la gran división entre la confianza y el miedo. Yo creo que estas divisiones son muy difíciles para los jóvenes y para todos. Ellos tienen que elegir el camino del Señor Jesucristo. Siempre. Es el mejor camino. Es el camino de la fe, no del miedo. Es el camino de la familia, no de la moda que es pasajera. Es el camino del amor de Dios, no de la soberbia. Amor de Dios es el fuego que Jesucristo quiere prender en el mundo. He venido a traer fuego a la tierra, y cuanto desearía que ya estuviera ardiendo. Elijan siempre el Señor Jesucristo. Elijan siempre el amor de Dios. Elijan siempre el amor de la familia. Elijan siempre el amor de la fe católica. Esas decisiones no serán fáciles. Algunas personas los rechazarán. Santa Catarina de Siena dice: Si tú eres quien Dios te mandó ser, tú prenderás fuego al mundo. Today I'd like to speak especially to the younger people. In the gospel today, the Lord Jesus says, I did not come to bring peace, but division. That seems strange, doesn't it? But true. I think that our young people suffer from many divisions, struggle with many kinds of divisions. For example, the division between school and family, between an English-speaking world and Spanish-speaking, between Hispanic culture and American culture, between the Catholic faith and Protestantism or no faith at all. And there is the great division between trust and faith and fear. I believe that these divisions are very difficult for our young people and for everybody. They have to choose the way of the Lord Jesus Christ always. It is the best way. It is the way of faith, not of fear. It is the way of family, not of passing things. It is the way of the love of God, not of selfishness. The love of God is the fire that Jesus Christ wants to set in the world. I have come to light a fire in the world, and how I desire that it blaze up. So we should always, especially our young people, always choose Jesus Christ. Always choose the love of God. Always choose family. Always choose your Catholic faith. These decisions are not easy. Many people will oppose you and oppose these decisions. St. Catherine of Siena said, if you are who God made you to be, you will set the world on fire. And so I speak to the young people. Have confidence to be who God made you to be. Do not worry about what other people say. Accept the love of God. Accept the love of your families. Accept the love of your faith. Often this is very hard, and people sometimes will reject you. But this is the faith that brings us to heaven. And this is the faith that will bring you to the fullness of life. This will set the world on fire when you are who you are, who God made you to be. You are children of God, His beloved children. And so be who God made you to be without fear, realizing that it is hard, realizing that there are divisions. But trust in the love of God, trust in the love of your family, trust in the love of your Catholic faith. These things will set the world on fire when you are who God made you to be.